the sound of fireworks rippled through the nighttime sky as Ugandans ushered in the new year in the Ugandan capital, Kampala.
My name is Semakula Mathias. 2025, I want to settle with my wife.
I'm Nambi Brenda. It has not been an easy year, but we have overcome. We have lost so many dear ones in 2024, but we hope 2025 will be a great year.
My name is Dennis from Kampala, Uganda. 2025, I have to do the undone things. I have to upgrade my education.
In his end of the year address to the nation Tuesday, Ugandan President Museveni said the year 2024 was a bright one for the country, despite challenges such as landslides that killed hundreds of people and the rebel attacks that killed dozens of students in Kasese District, which borders the Democratic Republic of Congo. He said Uganda's exports, in particular coffee, have increased.
We are now adding irrigation in order to increase the yield and stability of crops and livestock production. It is not only coffee that has done well. Many other crops and livestock activities, as well as industrial products and services, have done well.
Museveni pledged to improve peace and stability in the coming year, 2025. He said his government will be tough in enforcing law, including scrapping the police bond, a guarantee that those who have been arrested will show up again when required. Uganda opposition leader Robert Kyagulanyi, popularly known as Bobi Wine, the former pop star, castigated the government for not doing enough during his end of the year address to the nation.
We've again seen rising abductions in Uganda. Very unfortunately, we've exported the same nasty habit to even our neighbors in Kenya. We've seen so many abductions. Many of our people are still missing. But the most recent is the abduction of Dr. Kizza Besigye from Kenya. Dr. Besigye and Haji Obedi Ntare from Kenya. They were illegally abducted from Kenya, brought to Uganda against international law.
Besigye has on four occasions contested against President Museveni. He was abducted from Kenya in November and paraded before a military court. Bobi Wine, the leader of Uganda's largest opposition party, the National Unity Platform, is expected to run again against Museveni in 2026 elections.